It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A new audio installation in New York City explores the fears and woes of urban gardeners as they face the effects of global warming. The project, called The Warmest Years on Record, debuted over the weekend amid the potlucks and live music of the city's Open Garden Days. WNYC's Rosemary Mysteri reports.
This is the blueberry and the raspberry patch. And this is hyssop. This just smells like licorice.
80-year-old Joanna Willens is the head gardener at the Herbal Garden of East New York.
I love to garden because when I was little, I used to garden with my grandmother. And so she would plant thyme and okra.
She's one of nearly 60 Brooklyn community gardeners that participated in an oral history project by artist Rachel Garber Cole. Started in 2018 and inspired by her own climate anxiety, the interactive recordings are meant to document the early years of accelerated global warming.
I had been feeling this sense of dread and precarity around climate change. This was the one thing that felt like it was a threat to the continuity of my future.
Cole has asked volunteers at 13 public gardens in Brooklyn 13 questions about their reactions and experiences with climate change. The Ashford Learning Garden is on a narrow lot sandwiched between multifamily homes. Visitors are greeted by a large sign on the chain link gate that begs the question, how are you preparing to live on a rapidly warming planet? Below the question is a QR code that visitors can scan with a phone to listen to the community gardener's responses.
I don't think a person with a bunker and 72 cases of mushrooms is going to be better equipped than Mike. Those of us who are like, well, we're going to work together to figure these things out.
And this is what I want the kids to see, that we can live together with the animals of the earth.
Netta Mamie is the head gardener at Ashford, and she knows the difficulty of preparing a garden for planting season in a climate that keeps getting warmer.
Before we had a season, like a few weeks, but now there are times that things bolt before the leaf even matures.
And that's a problem.
Because you want the leaf to be big enough to be able to feed the family. You don't want a little tiny little thing.
Mamie's recent beds of bok choy turned out too small to eat. This season, she is meticulously observing the changes in the growing cycle and making adjustments.
So that for next year, we know, hey, this is what's going to happen. We need to plant at a different time so we don't have everything bolting so fast, so we'll be able to eat it.
Public gardeners at half a dozen other community green spaces echoed the same concerns over shifting growing seasons.
Heat. The swings are extremely wider nowadays. They used to be a little bit more even tempered, or you get a couple of hot spells, not like 4 or 5 days of 100 degree temperature, which is exhausting on everybody, on everything.
Tracy Nottingham has been gardening for 25 years at Prospect Heights Community Farm, where the effects of extreme heat are evident.
Too much heat will kill blooms off of your peppers, of bell peppers. They or any plant for that matter, they can't take the heat, they will actually abort. So that means you're killing your crop.
At the Prospect Heights Community Farms gate, visitors can hear how gardeners responded to the question, how do we live ethically in the midst of the climate crisis?
I personally am filled with dread every time I have to get a plastic bag because I forgot my bag.
I do think it's really important to live in the here and now.
If I was to brush my teeth, I'll wet the toothbrush real quick, turn the water off.
Listening to the city's public gardeners discuss climate change makes perfect sense to Carlos Martinez, director of New York City Parks Green Thumbs. His initiative supports over 550 community gardens citywide. He greenlit Cole's audio art installation.
There is so much knowledge in our own communities. There is a very strong argument there that we need to listen more to our elders, to our neighbors, to everyone, especially around climate change.
These gardens are vital to the communities they serve. They shield neighborhoods from heat waves and flooding, and community gardeners are among the most connected New Yorkers to the climate changes happening locally. Most of them spend nearly every day witnessing and adjusting their crops to global warming. Hearing their fears and anxiety while sitting in a garden brings awareness, urgency, and intimacy to the discussion on climate change for Martinez.
The gardens also play a critical role in food insecurity, which has been exacerbated by climate change. And most important, gardens build strong community ties. By bringing people together, we're able to create some type of action against climate change.
Ultimately, the artist Rachel Garber-Cole wants her project to inspire more heartfelt conversations about climate change, ones driven by emotion rather than politics or nihilism. Her work is framed as an oral history project, but really, it's a jumping-off point to confront the two realities she says we live in.
We're living in the old reality of like continuity, stability, and forward progression. And then we're also living in the reality that we're actually living in. And that's like the world of chaos, instability, transition.
Climate change is not all gloom and doom for Cole, who is expecting her first child at the end of the month. In the process of creating the warmest years on record, she insists her feelings about the impending apocalypse has turned into something a little more hopeful.
What does it mean to be a person living in New York City in the next 20 years that's going to change? Our whole sense of identity is going to be shaken up as we move even forward into accelerated climate change.
The audio art installations are accessible 24/7 on the front gates of 13 Brooklyn Gardens until December 15th. Rosemary Mizderi, WNYC News.